I'm David Wells. I live at 23 Whispering Winds in Katy's. I started working in Tree County in 1977 in Viking Engineering. I lived in Christian County at the time. I've owned property in Tree County for 30 plus years. And I paid all the taxes you can pay in Tree County. Tree County's well blessed for taxes, I'm telling you. We're over $2 a thousand higher than our adjoining counties, okay? And a lot of people I talk to, they say, where do you live at? I say, I live in Tree County. They say, well, I wouldn't move down there because their tax rate is out of the ceiling down there.
Yeah.
And in the last 13 years, the population of this county has not grown any. And I wonder why. Maybe it's because people don't want to pay all these taxes. But in 2020, the state raised the vehicle tax on used vehicles. Okay. My particular truck went up 28%. So that means you got a 28% increase on your fuel taxes on my used truck. In 2021, they tried to do it again. But my buddy, Myron Dossett, put a stop to it. And I got his phone number if anybody want to call him and tell him thank you. 94.8% of the time, when a house is sold in Tree County, it goes at the PV office for more money. More money means more fuel taxes. In the last 3 years, some homes have sold for 100% more than they was on the books for at the PVA office. Mm-hmm. And I know that because I sold one and I bought one. So I've been on both ends of the stick. So that means you're getting 100% more school taxes than you was getting the prior years. And approximately every 5 years, the PVA office adjusts the property value. This is approximately. They hit so many at a time, they can't do them all in 1 year. And 92% of the time, the taxes go up in value. They don't go down. That means you get more school taxes. And every year we have new houses being built that wasn't in existence the prior year. Now you're getting more school taxes. Up here on Jolly Way, we've got four new buildings going up there. They wasn't there a few years ago. Now you got four new buildings you're going to be getting taxes on. The Dove subdivision over off Dakota Drive, 34 houses over. Several years ago, that wasn't even in existence. That's 34 more houses you're getting getting school taxes on. And we'll get to the electric bill, but the electric bill, I understand y'all charge you charge Pennerail for the taxes, and then they pass it on to the consumer, which is us. And TVA has had a fuel surcharge that's made everybody's bills go up because of a fuel surcharge. Well, Pennerail just passes that on to the consumer.
Okay, we're past your time, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay. And so I guess I'm done then. And they have a little under 10,000 meters that y'all have got an increase on school taxes.